You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 475, covering week 30, July 20th to 26th, 2026. The WIYCI service, which stands for The World Is Your Continuous Integration, has been launched, developed by the creator of the Repology project. The service aggregates build logs from open source projects, identifies problem indicators, including compiler warnings and broken tests, and presents the results in a format reminiscent of continuous integration systems. The idea is that building packages from real distributions covers a wider variety of environments than traditional CI systems, which moreover are not used by all projects, and can identify more problems and close a blind spot in the open source ecosystem. The Hyperland 0.56 compositing server using the Wayland protocol is now available. The project focuses on tiling windows, but also supports classic freeform window placement, tabbed window grouping, pseudo-tiling mode, and full-screen window expansion. The code is written in C++ and distributed under the BSD license. Features for creating visually appealing interfaces include gradients and window frames, background blur, animation effects, and shadows. Plugins can be added for expanded functionality, and socket-based IPC is provided for external control. Configuration is handled via a configuration file with changes updated on the fly without restarting. Other notable features include dynamically created virtual desktops, on-screen layout modes, global hotkey handling, and touchpad or touchscreen gesture control. Michael Catanzaro, security tracker at the GNOME project, announced a reduction in the vulnerability disclosure period from 90 to 30 days. He stated that making vulnerability information publicly available 30 days after receiving a report is a reasonable compromise, given that in most cases, maintainers either fix the issue within 1 to 3 weeks or ignore it entirely before the deadline. The change, which will take effect on August 1st, is due to a significant increase in the number of vulnerability reports generated by AI assistants. When analyzing vulnerability reports related to GNOME, to simplify administration, GNOME no longer differentiates between manually generated and AI-generated reports. The vast majority of reports are currently being generated using AI, and it is often impossible to accurately distinguish between unmarked manual and AI-generated reports. Furthermore, reports explicitly generated using AI will not be forwarded to the bug trackers of GNOME subprojects, whose policies prohibit the processing of AI-generated content. Such reports will immediately be closed, and a notification sent to the maintainer. The developers of the NetBSD operating system have released a new port, HB68K, which implements support for systems based on the Motorola 68000XO processor, developed first in 1979. These processors continue to be used in DIY kits for home computer assembly and for learning electronic design. The port may also be useful for retro system enthusiasts, as exemplified by recent efforts to run Linux on the Atari Jaguar and Sega Mega Drive game consoles, both equipped with the Motorola 68000 CPU. The port's operation was tested on a Phaeton 1 computer built by an enthusiast, equipped with a homemade memory management unit, 8 megabytes of RAM, 2 16650 serial ports, a DS3231/3232 timer, a VME bus for connecting peripherals, as well as interrupt, I/O, I2C, and ATA controllers. OBS Studio 32.2, a package for streaming, compositing, and recording video, has been released. The code is written in C and C++ and distributed under the GPLv2 license. Builds are available for Linux as Flatpak, Windows, and macOS. A distinguishing feature is its modular architecture, which separates the interface from the core of the program. Support for transcoding source streams, capturing gameplay video, and streaming to PeerTube, Twitch, Facebook Gaming, YouTube, Dailymotion, and other services is available. Hardware acceleration mechanisms can be used to ensure high performance. Over the past week, 432 new Linux kernel vulnerability reports have been published on the Linux-CVE-Announce mailing list, each assigned a CVE identifier. The frag gap vulnerability stands out, for which a working exploit has been prepared, allowing an unprivileged local user to gain root privileges on the system. Greg Crowe Hartman explained that the publication of 400 vulnerability announcements in one day is due to work done over the weekend to sort through a backlog of issue reports that were not immediately addressed due to a combination of circumstances. Greg estimates the increased vulnerability discovery activity driven by AI has been intensifying recently and will continue for at least the next 18 months. Since tracking individual issues independently is quite difficult at the current pace, Greg recommended that users rely on distribution support teams to promptly install all available updates. Jack Dorsey unveiled Buzz, a decentralized communications platform designed to create group chats where teams of humans and AI agents can collaborate on project development. The platform is designed to reduce dependence on Slack and GitHub and can be used by teams of any size. The project's code is written in Rust and licensed under the Apache 2.0 license. The desktop client is built using the Tori and React frameworks and supports Linux, Mac OS, and Windows. Mobile apps for iOS and Android are in development. The platform supports all the basic features typical for messengers and chats, including channels, threads, reactions, direct messaging to participants, voice messages, and multimedia content sharing. Additional features include integration with external systems, Git repositories, DBMS, etc., Git event tracking, automation tools, a detailed audit log of all actions, and an API for connecting to AI agents' chat. Fedora Linux 45, scheduled for release in fall of 2026, plans to enable the use of the Anaconda Web UI web interface for remotely managing the installation of atomically updated Fedora Atomic Desktop images. If approved by the steering committee, users will be able to boot Fedora on the target system with the inst.webui.remote option and manage the installation via a web browser on another computer with PIN authentication and traffic encryption. System 76 has released the Cosmic 1.4.0 desktop environment. Packages for Cosmic 1.4.0 are available in Pop! OS 24.04 and are expected soon in Fedora, NixOS, Arch Linux, OpenSUSE, AaronOS, Redox, and CacheOS. The code is written in Rust and is licensed under the GPLv3 for applications and MPL 2.0 for libraries. Cosmic's interface is built using the Iced library, which utilizes type-safe design, a modular architecture, and a reactive programming model, and is designed to be used with most distros, not just Pop! OS. It offers an architecture similar to the Elm Declarative Interface Language. Several rendering engines are provided, supporting Vulkan, Metal, DX12, OpenGL 2.1+, and OpenGL ES 2.0+. Developers are offered a ready-made set of widgets, the ability to create asynchronous handlers, and adaptive layout of interface elements based on window and screen size. FreeBSD developers announced a temporary freeze of the ports repository following an incident involving a 150 megabyte binary being added to the ports tree. This operation disrupted ports mirroring on GitHub due to the 100 megabyte file size limit being exceeded. To clean up and remove binary data with questionable licenses from the repository history, a change freeze has been in place for a few days. Details of how such a file was added to the ports tree have not yet been released, but there is no reason to believe the repository is compromised. Ubuntu Touch 24.04-2.0, based on the Ubuntu 24.04-based development branch, has been released. The firmware is being developed by the UBPorts project. Due to the increased firmware size, the update from Ubuntu Touch 24.04-2.0 on some previously supported devices does not fit into the partition reserved for the operating system. In the coming days, builds will be generated for most of the usual devices. For devices that are problematic to update to the new major release, a correction release of 24.04-1.4 is offered. The Debian project has announced a general resolution vote among developers on the use of large language models and AI tools in the distribution's development process. Approximately 1,000 developers involved in package maintenance and supporting the Debian infrastructure are eligible to vote. This issue covers only the use of AI in Debian, work on packages, Debian-developed projects, web resources, translations, documentation, and official correspondence, and does not affect upstream projects using AI, the delivery of AI-related packages, or the acceptance of patches created in upstream projects using AI. Two options are proposed for the vote: prohibit the use of AI and allow AI under certain conditions. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll be back next week.